So anyway, so what I was saying before, I was using the different things, you know, how to think, you know, examine outside people and compare yourself. Then you realize how you're so fortunate, how you're most unbelievable fortunate, you know, amazing, most amazing. I mean, same, having nose, having ears, legs and hands, same, but, you know, different. The mind, I mean, the, you know, having met with Dharma, amazing. So this, even little practice of what we did this life, wow, what it will affect, next, what it will affect next lives. Amazing, much greater. You know, future lives, you see. So, even little Dharma, what you heard, you know, little study what you have done on Buddha's teachings. So, in the future, wow, you know, Guru rebirth, then you meet Dharma again and you're able to learn those teachings and much easier. 100,000 are so much easier to learn the words, meanings, and to, you know, and to practice and to realize unbelievable makes easy next lives. Even a little practice we have, even a little study or practice we have done this life, well, that's an incredible effect in next lives. Life to life towards enlightenment, you know, like that. At least towards enlightenment, you know. Just amazing. You know, that. So basically, so saying how, you know, how we are most, say, most unbelievable fortunate. You know? So the whole conclusion is that. To really rejoice and to enjoy the life with the Dharma. You know, the Dharma. So like that, and the courage, like that, then get, say, courage, develop their courage, you know, will to really to practice, to overcome the difficulties. That's the mind, that's your mind, thoughts, you know, what do you think are difficulties? That's your one's mind, one's thought, to overcome those thoughts, those delusions, those selfish thoughts, what makes you think something difficult? The selfish, you know, self-chasing thought. So those delusions, you see. What makes life difficult? So anyway, to overcome that. So what makes the practice difficult? What makes the practice difficult? By delusion. So by one's own thought, you see, by one's own mind, you know. There's no, not something outside, you know, you see that, doesn't allow you to practice Dharma. Just a question of changing one's own thoughts. Practicing Dharma is just a question of, you know, your own mind changing from self-cherishing thought into cherishing others, from anger, those violent, harmful mind into loving kind of compassion to others. What makes you believe life is difficult? See. It's because of the dissatisfied mind. Dissatisfied mind, the attachment. So into satisfied mind, you know, Dharma, the satisfied mind, the peace, inner peace, the satisfied, you see, mind, inner happiness, inner peace, you see, the Dharma. So So, when we change our mind, you know, from cherishing I into cherishing others, when we change our mind, you know, cherishing the suffering, then happiness. Cherishing the suffering is that in the world, common people, they cherish the happiness and they renounce the suffering. They have to renounce, dislike suffering and they say like happiness. So then here, they say cherish the suffering instead of cherishing happiness. Instead, that's one thing. Then other one is that one, especially. Especially the suffering what you experience, the difficulties what you're experiencing, you see, you're experiencing the difficulties of difficulties, you experience the difficulties on behalf of sentient beings. You experience the difficulties on behalf of sentient beings, difficulties, or you experience the suffering or difficulties of sentient beings. Like that. Then you see, you are able to transform the suffering into this way. I say, the suffering doesn't become an obstacle. The suffering does not become a suffering. By thinking the benefits of the suffering, it doesn't become suffering. See? So, it becomes happiness. So, anyway, especially experiencing that on behalf of all sentient beings, instead of didn't suffer, then you experience suffering for them. So you experience suffering of sentient beings. Then, instead of the common people in the world, they cherish it. Think more precious is the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, than sentient beings. Sentient beings and Buddha, who is more precious? Or common people think Buddha more precious than sentient beings. Cherish is the cherish the sentient beings, cherishing the sentient beings. Should regard the sentient beings more precious than Buddha, because Buddha Dharma Sangha came from the sentient beings. Buddha Dharma Sangha came from the sentient beings. So, life, all the things what you need. All the things what you need in the life come from the money. So therefore money is regarded. Things what you need. You buy, you get, there's money. Come from money. So you see the money is precious. Money is important, precious. From the field, you get to see crops. So therefore, you regard the crops, you cherish the crops, you see, because you get food from the field. So therefore here now, Buddha Dharma Sangha came from sentient beings. Common people regard the Buddha, more precious than sentient beings. How we should practice the regard the sentient beings, more precious than Buddha. And Buddha Dharma Sangha, you see, more precious. Like that. But precious means back, sentient means back, then Buddha Dharma Sangha means back kindness. Common people in the world cherish the I and then others. But then you see, what we need to practice. What we need to change our mind is cherishing others than oneself, see, like that. So if this, I don't remember which Gautama Geshe mentioned this, advice, this. So then, you see, when you do that, then you see there's no obstacle to practice Dharma. No obstacle to practice Dharma. So all the obstacles become wishful feeling for you. With this change of mind, so become like that. Yeah. So that's yeah. So here, they're taking G initiation. So engaging in the engaging say parameter of charity, in the G, you see you give your, you sacrifice your say particular thing. Of course, there's dominant practice, giving all your merits, all your past, present, future merits, all the result of happiness up to enlightenment. Your body, your possession, everything you give to the sentient beings there, and taking their suffering and cause of suffering on yourself, and destroy your ego. Your ego, the selfish mind, destroy that. Who didn't allow you to achieve enlightenment, not even to achieve liberation from samsara, from beginning to rebirth, and who made you to suffer up to now? Who made you suffer up to now? And then, who didn't allow even to have the first realization of Lam Rim, the stage path to enlightenment, renunciation to this life, or the, you see, the great inner peace, freedom, or freedom, or the release, your heart free from this, torturing, painful, dissatisfied mind, dissatisfied the mind attachment, clinging to this life. So, you see, which gives incredible peace and inner peace and happiness in your life, in your heart. You see, that all this outside, all this say, enemy, friend, stranger, however they. All these outside things doesn't bother you, doesn't affect you, doesn't bring your life up and down, you see. Stable peace and happiness, you see. Even the city or even the town, the rest of the people, so much suffering, but you who achieve renunciation to this life, I mean, who achieve the first Dharma, you have great peace in your heart. Even the rest of the people was unbelievable suffering, fighting, killing, all the things, but you say, wherever you go, great peace, unbelievable peace. There's nothing bothering to you, not even a realization of impermanence achieved. Even the first realization from Lam Rim not achieved. So destroy this ego like that. The real enemy, which is not outside, is the only only within. What's on in the heart. So then say, destroy that. Also means destroy the root of samsara, ignorance, see, concept truth. By destroying meditating is empty. Meditating that the I, the emotional I in the Western psychology terms, emotional I, the I, the real I in the sense, real I in the sense existing from its own side, which exists by its nature, truly existent. However, that I, didn't see, totally non-existent. So then, however, besides this, then you see your body makes charity to the spirits by invoking spirits. And then you make charity. There's a wide distribution by transforming into nectar. You make offering to the Buddha Dharma, offering to the triple gems. Then you offer to the six realms, sentient beings. And then red distribution to the spirits, you see, like that. So we have also a meaning, this engaging in this, they see, such as the parameter of charity, morality, then the patience, the perseverance, you see, concentration, wisdom, like that. So however, also one explanation like that, but however, the main thing is that slaying the ego, slaying the ego, so they say I use the word ego as self-cherishing thought, for self-cherishing thought, but now the others might be, it looks like the, maybe from the hippie time, you know, 1963, you know, the around 1960 or 60, anyway, this using the ego for self-cherishing. This is from, this is how the young people called it happy or hippie. What they use, you see, I guess, you know, this. So according to how they use, you see, the ego for selfish mind. Brothers might use also for the ignorance, you know. Root of samsara, the ignorance, the concept, you see, holding the I, I guess, was inherently existent, you see. But I don't know what the dictionary says. I have no idea what the dictionary says. Cambridge, Oxford, you know, I'm not sure what they say. Or they just think that I is ego. I'm not sure that. I serve the ego, I'm sure. Anyway, so the slaying the ego, the cutting the self. So here, you see, you invoke the spirits and, you know, then you sacrifice yourself to them, you give them. So you see, it's a very hero practice, brave hero practice, you see. So, like that, you see. And then, I say, let go I and cherish others, you see. So the other one is, you see, sort of a quick way to realize emptiness. So they say, the forceful way, invoke the spirits and then you see they say, so they create violence to you. They create violence, so they threaten you. Create violence. So then, when that happens, then you see the. Emotional eye, the DSM. I thought maybe police can. I'm joking. emotional eye. What is believed? What is projected by the ignorance? you see, by living negative ignorance. But here I'm talking about ignorance, the concept of concept, holding concept, believing, holding the I as truly existent, existing from its own side, not merely labeled by mind. So, so you see, why the ignorance, you see, hold, believe the I, you see, something totally opposite to the reality, the way the I exist. What is I? What is self? not merely labeled by the mind, and existing from its own side, existing by nature, truly extinct, you see. By using the term that ordinary people in the world uses, but which means same as what is explained in the text, truly existent or the existing by nature, existing from its own side, not merely labeled by mind. So the term that common people in the world use is real I, the real I. You see, when somebody angry to you, somebody tells you, oh, he's angry. Oh, say, he's angry to me, you know, he's angry to me, real me, real I, you see, real me, real I. So, meaning not merely labeled by mind. If you express that out, means not merely labeled by mind. he or she is really angry to me, to me, see. To me, something a real one, you see. So how the eyes believed is something a real one, you see, existing from its own side, so that. Belief by the ignorance, you see, the way of holding the eye, you see, that is because there's a perception or the appearance. Real I, you see, not merely labeled by mind, you know, existing from inside. How do I have the real I? Projected by the negative imprint left on the mind by the past ignorance. this real I, this emotional I, not merely labeled by mind, happened after your mind, by thinking the aggregates, and their activities, what they're doing. So, and depending on your mind, thinking of the aggregates and the activities what they do, and then merely imputed the I, merely impute to the I. Oh, so that. Oh, or that. Merely impute to the I. So next, so that. Yeah. So anyway, so it's the same. So anyway, just short anyway. So they just very brief, the essence. Since we're going to do this initiation, so you know, to get some idea. So anyway, I was thinking to Pasu Chu Gyaltsen, one great Lama, the Lama Tsongkhapa's maybe disciple, or so to explain the five different explanation of the Gakcha objects repeatedly, which are wrong. So that this teaching regarding the right view of the Pasu Chu Gyaltsen is regard Gutta's teaching. So that some elaboration of the Gakcha, you know, object repeatedly. So, however, so that's the time. So however, the very essence is so the the first is the thought of the thought thought you see. By seeing the aggregates and the, you know, activities, what it does, then make up the label I, merely impute I. Okay, so that's the very first. So that's the very first what happens. Merely impute I. Merely impute I. Just create a name. You see, merely impute I. Okay. Then the next second, then you see the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the past ignorance project on that, on the mere left eye, project this truly existent, you see, independence, truly existent, you see. Existing from one's inside, existing by nature, all that, you see. So, not merely labeled by mind. It was just a second before it was merely labeled by mind. But, you see, but it's not aware. You're not aware of that, you see. So negative imprint left on the mental continuum, but the ignorance, you see. The second thing is that it decorates this hallucination. It decorates this hallucination. You see, like the table covered by this cloth, in the, like the walls or the floor covered by carpet, so like that. You see, on the face, a lot of wrinkles, then you're covered with the makeup. You see, the ice creams, not ice cream, sorry. What? Face cream, sorry, not ice cream. Ice cream is here. So you don't see the wrinkles. Then your face become another world, you know. Anyway, so covered, you see. So like that, you know. Oh, you see. That's the reason why, you see, the next second, why the I appeared back to you, real one. Appeared back to you, real one. In the sense, not merely labeled by mind. You know, just before, I mean, merely labeled by mind, just my mind thinking the ideas and actions are like, just made up the I and the action of the I. It's merely labeled I, merely labeled action. Millable action, whatever. I'm talking, I'm thinking, I'm meditating, I'm blah, 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 you know, all that. Millable eye and action of the eye, millable, you see, all that. But you see, so not aware. So anyway, so now third thing is the appeared back, real eye, in the sense, not millable by mind and existing from a society, you see, by nature, all that, two reasons. However, real eye appeared back, okay? So that appeared. The next say 14. Then you see, we let our mind to hold on that is true. we let our mind to hold on that is true. To hold on to that is true. It's 100% true. See? Really? So there's some obstacles there. You see, believe you let your mind hold on to this truth. I mean, means this is the reality of the eye. You see, this is the nature of the eye. This is how the eye is. You know, so that 100%. You know, this is true. So you see, that time we created ignorance. When we let our mind hold on to this truth, then that time we create ignorance. We met the ignorance. We created the ignorance, the root of samsara. So that's one root of samsara. According to Jitunchu Gelson, the Central College author, then also aggregates. You let your mind hold on to the aggregates. Also, after it's merely imputed by your mind, then you see when it appeared back, you see. Due to projecting or decoding the hallucination, real, I guess, in sense, not me labeled by mind. Then you see when it appeared, then when you let your mind hold on to that, is true. So that's also that ignorance. Also first one, selflessness. The first one is the. The grasping of the person. Next one, the second one, the self grasping of the phenomena, the aggregates. So, like that, through samsara. So anyway, I might have mentioned also last time. However, when we are not meditating. And emptiness, dependent arising emptiness. By looking at this eye, say, this real eye. You see, real eye. Which means not merely labeled by mind. Okay. Oh, so looking at it, hallucination. Hallucination as it is a hallucination. Looking at it doesn't exist at all. As there's no such eye at all. You know, doesn't exist at all, such eye. See? Oh, then you look at it in that way. Look at it in the reality, you see? Total non-existent. Looking at it empty as it is empty. Looking at it hallucination as it is a hallucination. So when you do that, then you see you don't create the ignorance, the holding, holding this real. That this eye is, you see, the real one, existing from its own side, you see. So it doesn't, to create ignorance, you know, to hold that is, the real eye, in a sense, existing from its side. So it doesn't happen. And so when you look at it, empty or hallucination, totally opposite to the ignorance, the way the ignorance believed the eye, you know? Not merely labeled, a real one, not merely labeled by mind, in a sense, existing from itself, so forth, you see, independent one. The way you look at the eye, totally opposite. To the ignorance, the way the ignorance think of eyes, so believe it, total opposite. Then only then you are maintained on emptiness. Only then uh, uh, you then you are only then your meditation become meditation emptiness. Otherwise not. So the other one is looking at the eye, practicing mindfulness, looking at the eye, the self, you see, existing my name, merely impeded by the mind, the personal skill view, the extremely subtle dependent arising. So meditating, practicing mindfulness, maintaining that as it exists in my name, merely impeded by mind, you are maintaining exactly according to, you are maintaining into the meaning of that, looking at the eye in that meaning. So when you do that, when you mention that third one, when you do that, and then also, then you see the thought. That time the thought say, ignorance. That time the thought say, holding the real eye, holding at the eye, but looking at the real eye in the sense, the existing from its own side. So that doesn't happen. When you are maintaining the most unbelievable subtle nature of the eye, you see. How it exists in my name, merely imputed by mind. It's not that it doesn't exist, but it's like it doesn't exist. It's not that it doesn't exist, but it's like, it's not nihilism, you know, it doesn't exist at all, not that, but it's like that. You know, compared to your previous experience, you know, the real eye appearing from there and the totally, you let your mind totally hold on that, which is the creating ignorance. So compared to that, then it's not that I doesn't exist, but it's like doesn't exist. Okay, so this. So most unbelievable subtle, that the nature of the I, see, how it exists, how is dependent arising? It exists in the main name, merely imputed by mind. So, like that. Mm. So you see, what the understanding comes is in your heart, you see, absence of this, say, existing from its own side, you know? Absence, see. Mm. The real eye, you see, absence of real eye, the existing from inside. So that's how the definition. I shouldn't say measurement, that's a wrong translation. Definition, measurement is that, you know, the physical. If you're measuring physical things, measure there. There's a definition of having, say, complete the analysis. There's some truth. So that is when you see that this eye, totally empty of existing, totally empty of the real eye, existing from its own side. And that, then you see, while you are seeing the existing in my name, merely imputed by mind, you see. So on this one phenomena, unified, the emptiness and dependent arising. So you see that. While it's empty, you see it is existing mere name, believe it by mind. While it is existing, you see, while it's existing independently, while it is existing, my name, my mind, you see that is, you are seeing that is a, you see, you have an understanding that is totally empty. Empty of the real I. I exist, but it is empty of the real I, the existing from inside, okay? So that, so Kiri Sanjana Bhutche said, when you realize emptiness is not, you have not completed the analysis, but by that, then you see, by that you see more and more as a result, you see, from that cause as a result. From that, then you see, more and more you realize how the I is merely labeled by mind. You see more and more, you discover more and more that. Then that time, you see, when you discover, you see, existing my name, limited by my mind, so the analysis completed. Rinpoche has his own experience. So anyway, yeah, so very sorry, I could carry it out. I guess this is a cool way to realize emptiness. You can say that. So you involve the spirits and then the create violence, you see. Creates fear and things that, you see, emotion, you see. So that time, then, the emotional I, you see, gacha, objective, that which is objectively repeated. The emotional I, or what common people in the world use is the real I. Which means I, which is not merely labeled by mind. So other times, you see, not so clear, difficult to recognize. So here you create a situation. You see, suddenly the fear arises. They create violence, so the emotional eye becomes very strong. The emotional eye, or the gakcha, objective eye, which is objective, it's like balloon, you know, balloon is flat, you see, flat, small, flat. But then if you blow up, it gets bigger and bigger, bigger, bigger. You see, so like that, you see, by creating this violence, you know, the broken spirits. But then you see. The emotional eye, or the gakcha, you see, the eye was objectively repeated. So rises up, okay? And they say, like balloon, example balloon, you see, it blow up. So like this, you're able to recognize, this is what this gakcha is. What you have to realize that was empty, you see, non-existent, you see. So what is believed by ignorance? This is always exists like this. It's always like that, you see. So anyway, then you're able to recognize gacha, you see, gacha, you see. Very easily, and this is the emotional. This is the object of ignorance. You see, so what doesn't exist? What ignorance believe 100% exists, but it's not there. So it doesn't. Able to recognize, then you see. Meditate meditate, you know, say, how that is empty. So it's a good way to cut the ignorance. Good way to, I say, slay the ego. They mean, the other one is self-cherishing thought, but this one is ignorance, root of samsara, you see, to cut. So, che basically means this, this. So that, by realizing this is a totally empty, non-existent, so then, that's how then it harms, able to harm the ignorance and able to eliminate the ignorance. So, the root of samsara, so that we have been under the control of this. We are overwhelmed by this. We are totally under the control of this. Like from this morning up to now, like that from birth up to now, like that from beginningless rebirth up to now, beginningless rebirth up to now, we are totally involved. You see, in this, and this ignorance, and this, you know, totally overwhelmed by this, believing what we have been living our life, with the ignorance. So, from beginning to the birth, like that. Okay? So, all the activities we did, you know, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, I mean, I was doing job, however, you know, we did this for this real I, this independent I, this not me lived by mind. So everything we did for this. For happiness, this I. Starting from kindergarten, and studying, then school, college, the university, there's a degree, then a job, you know, making money, and the whole marriage and children, and so the whole entire thing, we did for this real I, which is not there. Everything for this, for this real I, which is not there. You see, everything. So, you see, for the happiness, this real I, you know, this this happiness, this real I, this independent I, this truly is an I, not me, which is not me, but the mind, okay? So like that. From beginningless rebirth, not only this life, from beginningless rebirth, so say, one has been living the life, for this independent I, for this real I, which is not there. So everything, you know, even studying Dharma, our mind, you see, way of thinking. I study Dharma for this middle level I to achieve enlightenment. Don't think that. I study Dharma for the middle level I to achieve enlightenment. It's not that, you see. This real I, to achieve enlightenment, okay? Which is not there, which doesn't exist. So, for example, like that, Ah, you see. I say, I must go for shopping for this middle-level eye, you see, to... I must go for shopping, you know, for this middle-level eye, you see, to practice Dharma, you know, anything like that. Don't think that, you see. I'm going for shopping for this real eye, okay? The independent eye, you see, which is not there. It doesn't exist, okay? So everything, you know, and I think I was like everything movement, everything body, spirit, mind, everything. Oh, then you see this real eye. Not merely the mind, which is not there, you know, which doesn't exist at all, which never came in existence from beginning. From very beginning, never came in existence. From beginning, I say, never came in existence. I never, even for one second, never happened. Real I, the true reason I, never happened. It never happened, even for 1 second. See, so anyway, like that. The mind, we let our mind hold on to that without meditating. See, without the mindfulness meditating, looking at the empty, which is empty, looking at the hallucination, which is the hallucination, looking at it, immediately by the mind. The subtle dependent arising without maintaining that. So then we let our mind hold on to that, has 100% true. It exists. Or then it's like this, we create root of samsara, or we create root of samsara all the time. We create root of samsara, you know that. Then from that, you see, from that, then there's a the other delusions arises, the anger attachment, ignorance, other ignorance arises, then the motivated karma, so that, then that's how then one, say, that's how then do that, one get reborn continuously in the six realms, so in one of the realms continuously, then one has been suffering. Taking rebirth in the six realms, in one of the realms, then has been experiencing sufferings of each realm numberless times from beginningless rebirth. So then, if you do not get in this life, while we have received not only precious human body but perfect human body. And all the precious qualities, aging precious qualities, this human body, however they have met not only this of teaching, but Mahayana Paramita teaching, Mahayana Sacred Mental Vajrayana teaching. So if you don't get eliminate this root of samsara, then by realizing emptiness, then we will have to die, reborn continuously, and experience the suffering in samsara, you see, endlessly, you see, like that. So it becomes very difficult to see the end of your samsara, also samsara, you see, like that. So therefore now, here, taking your initiation is for that purpose. So that... Maybe we start here. Do tomorrow morning. Yeah. Maybe I don't know how it is. Tomorrow morning.